Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We're saying hello to people. One day.
One day we will have a camera. We will have three cameras.
Might have three cameras.
Tell us. Oh, there we are.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Here we are.
It's us.
Hey, everyone.
And then it's you.
Hold on. I'm going to drink out of my citation needed mug. Give me a second. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
Hold on. It's a little showy.
Put it on, Ian. Come on. Hook me up. I need my close up. Here we go. All right. Citation needed. Here we go.
Nice. Oh, I like the slurp. The slurp's part of what made it. So, Cecil, I was going to do the same thing.
Okay, so.
But I can't.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Why can't you?
Well, because just prior to going live, I poured water from my water bottle into my beautiful for sale citation needed mug. But I did not wash this mug. And so when I looked down.
Is there little floaties in there?
A lot of extraneous material.
Well,
so, guys, you can go to our shop and you can buy a mug.
Yeah. We have a
wash
shop
it
now.
First.
We have a shop now that's functional. And Tom's beard is epic, isn't it? It's looking pretty good.
It's doing all right.
It's looking pretty good.
It's doing all right.
Yeah. You can go to our shop. I mean, I don't know if you can type it in or not. But someone's telling you to drink it anyway, Tom.
No.
Chug it.
I will drink the floaters from this if we get a $5 Patreon out of this deal. But I am fucking, I'll tell you what Tom doesn't do. He doesn't work for fucking free. That's what he doesn't do.
If you go to our website, our new website, and you could put that up on the screen, up on the screen. I don't know if that made sense. Okay, this is our brand new website.
Look at this.
And if you go to shop over here.
God damn, that website looks good.
Oh, man. Is it going to crash? Okay, so we have citation needed mugs, citation needed shirts. We also have a Cogdis logo
shirt.
When
did that show up?
A couple of other shirts.
Beautiful.
Look at all that. So if you want to order stuff, you're more than welcome, of course, to order things. We have some really great merch and some really great stuff. And we also are, you can put the camera on me now. Here we go.
There we go.
We also have two shirts to give away tonight. And this is a shirt here. It's a Cogdis shirt.
Look at that.
And it's very nice. These are great. The material that we use for these, we used to get. So okay. I'm going to show you the difference. I'm going to get one of the old citation needed ones.
All right. Do you have an old like piece of plywood you could rub that against to make it smooth? Because that shit is fucking sandpaper.
So here's what we have. We have a sandpapery box. That's what it is. It's a box
shirt. Look at
that
cloth fucking box.
It's a box-ass shirt. This is like, I'm going to pull it up to here. This is a box-ass shirt up here. Like, it just looks like a fucking box. It doesn't do anything. Doesn't form fit. It's literally the worst thing ever. But this one.
We don't even try to give them away to you guys.
This one is like a really nice, like smooth, like really nice
shirt. Tri-blend American Apparel shit, man.
Smooth and nice. Right. It's like you put this on, you're like, it's like you're wearing nothing at all.
That's a shirt
nothing
that
at all.
Cuddles your nipples.
Nothing at all. So we're going to give two of those away later. We're going to give away two mugs. Ian's going to tell us how to do it. We're going to cover a story, though, first, I think, just to kick everything off. I have a surprise I want to spring on Tom too, so we're gonna do a story. Then we're gonna.
When are we gonna get a $5 patron so I can drink my mug of?
I don't know. As
shit?
soon as
this
if
is
you
fucking,
become
like I can see the amoebas in this.
I will
thing.
Tell you this: if you become a patron on the screen, we will see Gary the Unicorn fart glitter. So if somebody becomes a $5 patron during the show, hey,
look at that! Amanda has the welcome mat.
Yeah.
There's
very few welcome mats.
That shit is some
that
custom
person went,
shit.
That person went out of business.
That person went away.
Yeah, that person
I don't know where
gone.
That person went.
So, all right. So we're gonna go. What's the long-haired one name? I'm gonna punch you in the face. I'm gonna reach through Twitter and just punch that person as hard as I can. All right, here we go. So we're gonna cover a story. Let me pick one out. Do you want to cover the rainforest? Do you want to talk about the rainforest, Tom? Do you want to talk about that just really quickly?
Yeah, man. All right, let's start on a high note.
Let's start on a happy high note. I'm gonna call up two stories. One from Vice.
You know what? It is a high note because you can see it from space, and that's about as high.
And then this one is a little more reasoned. It's from New York Times. Because the Vice one is like, this blog says this thing. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, yeah. But this one is a little more reasoned.
Right.
So.
All right. So the rainforest is on fire.
Yeah.
And it has been. And like. Let's make note of a few things, because the Times article does do a good job of contextualizing these fires, right? And
sure.
what we should know about them. So that is, let me check my notes. It's bad.
Bad.
It is
it
bad.
Says it right there.
It does.
I can
it
see it from here.
Across.
Bad.
Yeah. I wrote it backwards.
You wrote it upside
down
so I can
gotcha,
read it.
Buddy.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Bad.
It's real fucking bad, but it's also not new.
No.
Right?
It's not a thing that's, yeah, but it is something that's been getting media coverage recently.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I was kind of shocked because like a week and a half ago, I started seeing all these stories, the rainforest is on fire. And like, by the time I saw him, it was like, on fire. And I was like, how did I miss on fire to like raging inferno? And part of it is just because of the way that it was covered, right? Yeah. And the rainforest is like set on fire frequently by farmers in order to clear cut land to make room for grazing of cattle and to make room for other agriculture, right? And when fucking fascist Trumpist Bolsonaro came into power, he basically said like, hey, look, we need a bigger agroeconomy. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to go ahead and turn the other
That's
way.
That's exactly what he did. He was like,
while you guys help create a bigger agroeconomy.
I don't know what to do. Right. I can't. There's nothing I could do to stop these racists from punching other people. You know what I mean? It's basically what Trump is doing.
There were good fires on both
sides.
There was. There was just good fires.
And then they met in the middle and they made a big
enormous fire.
Yeah, that you could see from space. Yeah.
So, like, burning the rainforest and rainforest adjacent lands has been a thing now for a long time. The thing is that, like, they kind of got it under control up to about 2014.
Yeah.
And then in 2014, there was a recession. And that recession, they were like, well, shit.
I mean, money
is really useful for us to be alive.
Yeah, yeah.
And so some of those restrictions and some of the enforcements of existing restrictions were really kind of ignored.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is why I'm just telling you all this that you wonder, like when there's less oxygen in the atmosphere and like runaway carbon dioxide, you know, creates a greenhouse effect that we never, ever can get away from. And generations of our children have shittier and shittier Mad Max style lives. You'll be able to think back to, didn't Tom from Cognitive Distance explain a New York Times article about
and
that?
Here's what you can look forward to, though, is that at one point there will be a giant monster truck and a person on it playing a flaming guitar.
as long as there's that, then we all
win. You have something to look forward to. Thank you very much.
I guess
amazing.
Like, you know, I
would trade it all right now for that, to be perfectly honest. I'd trade everything in my life for
who
that.
Who loses in this scenario?
Trade everything in my life
who
for that.
Who loses if
I think that guy's teeth were filed down too. And that's even a bonus. So well, I'm good with it.
Have you ever met anybody with filed down teeth?
No.
I think I told you this before. Like, I was at a Nine Inch Nails
concert.
I was at a Nine Inch Nails
concert. Wait, hold on. Hold on. I have so many questions. So my first is, is that something you can just DIY?
Well, I don't know that you would. I can't imagine a dentist who's like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need a new boat payment. Yeah.
I don't know if they were like prosthetics or like caps or something.
Yeah, caps.
I genuinely don't know. So I'll give that possibility. But I was at a Nine Inch Nails concert. And if you want to have some fucking epic people watching, go to like those like big arena rock industrial type shows like Marilyn Manson, like the people watching is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the girls in front of us, it was me and my buddy, and like the girls in front of us turned around and like said something, and then one of them had filed her teeth into like scary
what
people
now?
Points.
Fucking so she had, like, why though?
She had like rawr teeth. Like,
Jesus, what the why?
I don't have no idea. I have no idea.
Did she really like have trouble with like apple skins or something?
Red Delicious is my bitch.
What in the fuck?
I didn't like engage her in further conversation.
Did you like
shriek? No. I looked at my buddy and I was like, we should go get something that's not here. Because it was terrifying. We're in the lawn, so you're just always moving anyway.
No, please go away. That is terrifying. That is genuinely terrifying.
There has to be like that first moment where you're like, shh. Yeah. And you're like, nope. That was the worst. I should have done that.
Ugh.
Yeah.
God, the filing on a tooth, like immediately, like my body is just like, I must get torn. I can't stop trying to get away from the idea of it. It's like when you watch like America's Funniest Nut Punches and you're just like constantly like, oh, Jesus, I'm just going to sit over like this because you're watching 30 people drop 15 feet right onto their taint. And she's like, why would you film that? Why were you filming that? And I'm just like, oh, God, this hurts so bad. It's the same thing when somebody's like, yeah, so I took a file on my teeth. And I'm like, what did you, what, why?
What is that body reaction where you Cosby dance?
I know, right? Like, I don't know what that is. But I have like five triggers that are just like, and I'm just like I just can't stop myself.
I feel that way anytime I watch that like cringe comedy stuff.
Oh,
that
yeah.
embarrassment
like,
comedy.
Like the one where he shoots, ejaculates in his hair or whatever.
Yeah, there's something about Mary or like Meet the Fockers. Okay, I can't. Yeah. I watched the whole of Something About Mary, but like I never made it through like 15 minutes of Meet the Fuckers. I'm just like, I gotta hide from it. It's like me that's
when they're saying something and just like I have the same reaction. I will say this, like The Office is like that too. The Office can have moments that are super cringe.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, that's hard to watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't ever have the same reaction as like when somebody's like, yeah, I fouled my tooth. I'm like, what did you why? And it's like immediately everything just starts to just contract. My whole body is like, I would like to turn into a black hole, please.
You're like a dead spider.
Crazy. Yeah. God, it's nuts. Well, anyway, we're done with the rainforest.
Rainforest.
We didn't need a rainforest. We didn't need a rainforest.
Oh, the Cosby dance, I believe they call that passing out.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies.
Okay. All right. Oh my God. That's amazing.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Bridesmaids is also one of those two.
No, I can't.
Bridesmaids is one of those
comedies.
Isn't
Judd Apatow one of those guys that does primarily?
I've heard that name.
Am I wrong?
But I don't know. I've heard that name before.
I think it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not defending my childhood musical tastes, okay? So I know there's some like dissing on Nine Inch Nails. The shit I listened to as a young person would take the fucking paint off the walls. What's the weirdest thing you ever listened? Like, what was the weirdest band you were kind of into?
Weirdest band I was kind of into.
I was into, while you're thinking about it, for a hot minute, I was into a band called Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
And like, it was like, I don't even know how to describe it, but it was this like weird noise rock stuff where they like play like stuff that wasn't instruments. You just make squeaking sounds.
I've never liked anything like that.
It was so
I've never
weird.
Liked anything like
I kinda
that.
I kind of loved it because I loved how bizarre it
you
was.
You know, I will say one band that gets a really bad rap because the singer wasn't melodic really and a lot of people didn't like it was the Violent Femmes. Do you remember the Violent Femmes?
Yeah, but they were like radio.
They were like radio, but they were also like if you like their music is very different than a lot of other people's music, especially at that time.
Right.
And I remember there's a couple of people I know that hate that band. Like they absolutely loathe that
Violent
band.
Femmes was my introduction to that like alternative rock world. And then
Aphex Twin. I actually really like Aphex Twin. There's a song called Ventolin. There's a song called Ventolin that my buddy and I, Circle, a good friend of ours, we would put it on the radio and see how long we could last listening to it. I'm gonna see if I can find it. Okay, so I'm going to warn everybody. There's a high-pitched sound that's going to happen here in a second. So I'm just warning everybody. I'm going to play Ventolin right now. And Tom and I are only going to listen to about 15 seconds. Oh. So,
okay. I feel like this is going to be really, really bad. Yeah, Korn is... Yeah, nah, I saw them in concert, and I regret doing that.
All right, so here goes. We're going to play just a second of it, guys. Here we go.
Oh, no. I already don't like it.
Still going.
It sounds like when your grandpa dies.
So that high-pitched sound never goes away. And so that plays throughout the whole music. I'm going to pause it right there. We listen to 15 seconds. It's 4 minutes and 35 seconds.
No.
Circle and I have gotten about a minute 20 in. And then one of us has to give up. And be like, no, I can't listen to it anymore. But I actually do like a lot of Aphex Twin, but that's one of those songs that I can't even finish. Like, I can't listen to it. It's made to not listen to. Yeah. Ugh. So, over here cringing.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Terrible.
So, Ian, if we're going to give something away, how would we do that?
We want to run one now?
Why don't we run something now?
Let's do it.
Okay. So, you got to tell everybody how to do it.
Okay, so...
Lean into your mic. Get in your mic. Come on.
Okay.
There we go.
So we're going to give away some Citation Needed mug singular.
Mug. This mug here with the floaties in it.
We're going to
Tom,
the one that's
this one may or may not have had a butt plug in it earlier, so but the butt plug was in a box, so
it started in a box.
Okay, so
someone's
it
box.
Only works,
got confused the about giveaway. The directions.
He's trying.
Really struggling.
Okay, here we go. Well, we're going to be quiet.
The giveaway works on a few platforms, except for Twitter and Facebook. So basically Mixer, Twitch, YouTube, and if you're in the Discord, there's a giveaway channel. So as soon as I hit start, Which I guess it already started.
Butt mug.
You can do exclamation point enter.
Exclamation point enter. In the chat.
Exclamation point enter in the chat. Let's see if anybody can follow those instructions. There we go. Yep, we got a couple people.
They have to type
there
it?
We go.
Or do they have to just
it.
Say?
You have to type. No. What?
Do you have to How type the word enter or no?
Or do they hit the button enter?
Exclamation point enter.
Okay.
And hit.
I see.
And then what do you hit? Return?
and then you hit enter.
Yes. And then you dial up on a rotary phone.
Ian hates me so much.
Hello, darkness. Oh. That's for you, Ian. Oh, I'm so playing good. This for you, buddy. There we go. Okay. Good stuff. So,
all right, so did somebody win?
No, he's got to stop it. So we're asking people to enter. It's for a mug. It's for this mug.
Okay.
You got to type in exclamation point enter, and then once that's done, he's gonna tell everybody who won. So they've entered the
people on Facebook or Twitter, they got to come over to one of the
Facebook, Twitter, you got to come over. You can't do it. I like Skinny Puppy too, somebody said. I like Skinny Puppy as well. I found the instructions of my dick ended up in a ceiling fan. McCorn toast.
That'll happen.
I doubt even this. I'm sorry. I don't know. Twitter, you can't do it, Twitter. I see people on Periscope saying they're going to do it. You can't do it on Periscope, guys. Right? Am I right here, Ian?
Explanation point.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You can't do it.
Off if they do it.
You can't do it. We're still going.
All right. Is it? What do we do? I don't know how this works.
I don't either. I'm just going to let Ian handle it.
Did we win? Ian, can I enter? I mean, I know I'm an employee, but can employee? It's just
technically yes.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I will never get tired of his exasperation.
I know, right?
Like just his.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
In the winter.
That's great.
In the winter. Okay. Just,
here we go.
JR Man 119111.
What's who is it?
JR Man 1191.
Oh, there you go.
One.
You guys, you won the mug.
All
so you have to get in touch, JR Man 1191. You have to get in touch with Ian, and it's ian@dissonancepod.com. Right? Is that your email address?
Yeah, I'll put it in the chat.
Okay.
All right.
Just send
make
him
sure
an email.
Make sure to give a good mailing address.
And all the rest of you can win a mug by going to dissonancepod.com shop and paying $25.
Everybody's a winner.
All the
make
rest
sure
of you can
nobody else email me inappropriate things.
All the rest of you can email your favorite porn site to Ian.
No.
Ian's the winner.
Ian is the winner.
Very likely not the winner.
All right. Okay, so let's do another story while we're doing that because we're going to come back and do one more. So, do you want to listen to something? Maybe we'll listen. Let's to that guy. That
talking?
There's that one guy who said that there's a fucking. Who was it? It was the guy who said there was a constant.
The Constitution.
Where is that
guy? This is a great story.
Where is that guy?
This is a great story.
Francis Miles.
I never heard of this guy. Is that a Jim Baker show?
I had neither. All right.
All right. So this is Right Wing Watch. Francis Miles, the Bible is the constitution of the government.
Oh, that's it? Okay. That's fair.
Oh,
here we go.
This is amazing.
This is this guy here.
I love what he's wearing.
I got to say, whatever that is.
Yeah, is Flava Flava?
I will tell you, man. If that is, I got to look. Hopefully they show like what that is because that's fucking big. That's the size of your fist.
It's.
Excuse me.
Insane.
It's big. All right, here we go.
Does God's kingdom have an immigration
policy? Wait a minute, pause it already. Why God hates open borders is at the bottom.
Two books. It's a CD DVD set.
Why God hates open borders.
Why God loves caged kids and fucking like immigrant kids in cages. That's why.
Didn't Mary and Joseph have to travel to get back to the fucking imaginary census?
If you pay attention to the biblical story, there's a half dozen stories about welcoming the other and like helping people out like that are traveling and shit. Like there's a dozen. Like when that shitbag Sessions quoted that stuff. I actually read an article by a religious guy who was like, no, there's like, here's 15 other sources where the immigrant is welcome. And here's the one source where dipshit chooses this other thing. Right.
Like Jesus' own parents, if I recall the story, and I may not, but I think I recall the part where they had to travel, and that's why they got fucking given birth to in a fucking barn or whatever.
Yeah, they were in a barn, and they,
because they were on their way because of some fucking census, even though that wasn't a thing that happened historically at that time. So they had to travel. Okay, whatever.
Right. There was a census. Wait a second. Hold on a second.
Who are we counting? Yeah.
Does God have policies?
Okay, hold on a second. I just want to start it all over.
Right. God's kingdom have an immigration policy. Does God have policies of that kind?
You know, it's really amazing. You know, my study of the Bible changed.
Oh, the lower third's over, and I can't see what it is. It looks like
it's
door knocker.
Tiger or a lion. It's
like,
a lion.
Looks like a door knocker. It's huge.
A lion.
Is this guy an immigrant, you think? That's hard to tell, but I'm getting a little accent. I don't know. I can't tell.
The
faintest. I don't know. That's just a guess.
All right.
When I listened to Dr. Miles Monroe, who I knew very well, when Miles Monroe made a comment,
that guy has like feathered edges. But that dude has like totally like somebody has feather edged him into the.
I wish they would get rid of that lower third because I want to see that.
I
want to
see that. I do too. There's so much I want to see.
So much going
on. Is that a crown? He's got the four peaks. Now I can do the three peak fold, but the four peak
fold
is
fucking
ball.
That's some varsity.
That's some
shit.
Next level shit right there, man.
I'm just like a
yeah. You're just like a smash. That really does fit though. I will say,
Made a statement one time. It changed my how I saw the Bible, Pastor Jim, forever. He said, the problem with Christians is that we read the Bible as though it's a religious book.
It's an religious book? What's an religious book?
I think he meant to say a religious book, but the accent he doesn't have because he's native born.
Because he's native born. No, right. I genuinely didn't know what he said. I'm you know, let me hear it again.
The problem with Christians is that we read the Bible as though it's a religious book.
Oh, he just mispronounced it. Yeah. But he means religious.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
The Bible is the constitution of the government.
What?
Okay.
That's weird.
What would the constitution be then?
So what's the rules on voting someone out? The Bible. How do I overrule God? Is there a no confidence vote?
You're going to have to show up for this election.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'm going to debate God.
Jesus.
Well, I was at the podium.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Oh, well.
The Bible is the constitution of the government.
Mm.
Constitution is the wet nap of the Arby's. Like, what are you talking about?
You're just saying two things at this point. I fucked up. I'm sorry. I missed the
You
thing.
Broke it.
He said, the problem with Christians is that we read the Bible as though it's a religious book. It says the Bible is the constitution of the government.
Oh.
It's the constitution of a kingdom.
Of God.
So that's why Jesus was the head of Jesus was the head of state.
Yeah, and he had 12 electoral votes. And he got in with just 12 electoral votes.
Jesus
doesn't even make any sense. His big fundraiser is the fishes and loaves. People are paying $5,000 a plate, and Jesus is in the back. He's fucking making a bunch of fish. And
Jesus is like a fundraiser with the Koch brother.
Fondling the bread. The single Koch brother is standing there. Oh, Jesus.
Like, blow you or whatever has
that
to be
poor
done
guy.
At these tables.
Oh, too bad he died this week.
Oh, man, the world is definitely not way better off.
It's so funny. All these people are posting on Twitter. They're talking about like, oh, you people are celebrating his death, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, the moment George Soros dies, there's going to be a whole parade of people on the right, and I'm literally not going to care at all. Like, right. I'm going to be like, who gives a shit? Like, I don't care that George Soros is dead or alive or fucking halfway in between, or they cut his head off and freeze it for future generations. I literally don't care.
Doesn't matter. Right.
But the thing is like, they suddenly are taking offense to the fact that, like, Cocked or coach or Kutch, whatever the fuck his name is, died. Who cares? He's just some random billionaire who funded everything for you.
Right. I kind of don't understand that. Like, well, we shouldn't take joy in the death of other people. Like, yeah, I mean, like, if they do awful shit,
sure.
Like, if people do awful shit and then now they're done doing awful shit, that's the part I'm happy about. I'm not happy that their family is sad. I don't care. Like, lots of people's families are sad every day.
Right.
That sucks for those families, right? But, like, I am genuinely happy when terrible people can no longer engage in terrible actions.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair thing to celebrate. When Scalia died, I wasn't like, oh, what a bummer.
I'm the right with you.
Brr.
And you know, they're all going to be fucked. They're going to fucking make a giant fucking like Macy's Day Parade float when fucking Ginsburg dies. And then they're going to light it on fire in effigy. Like, you know, that's what's going to, they're going to fucking, they're going to be singing and they're not going to stop. They're going to love it. So this idea that you're going to be, oh, you can't, guys, we can't talk about the dead like that. Get the fuck out of here.
The thing is, like, if I hated that guy when he was alive.
Yeah. Why do I have to suddenly revere him?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fuck
you.
That. That's nonsense.
Yeah. I didn't like David Smalley when he was alive.
Well, is it dead when your career is dead? Live show. Edit that out.
Shots fired, David Smalley, but they went right over your head.
To be fair, I don't think anybody knows anything about his career.
So little.
He came here as the head of state. He says, so the Bible is God revealing his mind about how his government runs and the laws that will allow you to function successfully in his kingdom.
What exactly is the flooding of the earth and killing all the representatives? What part is that? Is that Bastille Day? What is that? What is happening?
Yeah, this also literally is indistinguishable from a religious text, like where God lays down the rules and prescriptions by which you're required to live. But it's not a religious text.
It's a governmental institution.
All right, swap one word for a different word. We haven't like reimagined anything
exactly, here. Right. Like, look, Karen tells you exactly how much overtime you can have at the state office right here in the Bible.
And I saw that it changed everything. So if God's kingdom is a government, no wonder it's going to have a judicial branch, because there's no government that has no judicial branch.
Well, that's not true. First of all, I don't think, and maybe I'm mistaken about this, but I don't think that there's a functioning judicial branch in North Korea, right? Like, and I would go so far as to say, like, God's government is definitely an autocracy.
I would go so far as to say, for a while, there wasn't a functioning one here.
Right. So.
The courts of heaven are available to you, because if God has a government, there's no government that can function effectively without having a judicial system. But that said, if it's a government, then it has to have an immigration policy, because it's the right of every
because if it's God, then it's all of Earth. Like, Earth doesn't, like, you need an immigration policy because you don't have one government that rules them all.
Yeah.
But if you're fucking Sauron, you don't need a fucking immigration policy. It's like, well, the orcs have to stay in their orc places.
I made the entire universe, but I have to split you up into your immigration policies. Yeah, that's fucking stupid. Or is he just like, I just don't have enough space up here, guys. Take a number. It's at the butcher number over there. You got to pull it out. It's like that Beetlejuice when he's got the number across the room.
Nation to control who comes within its borders. Do you know what the gospel is?
Look at that lion.
That lion is fucking in charge. That guy is the Lion King.
Oh my God. Oh my God, or whatever. Like, all this will be yours.
Oh,
you don't
that
see-
thing is baller though.
I will say,
I think that thing is awesome.
You don't see enough people rolling their sleeves outside their suit jacket and wearing a giant Flava Flav golden lion.
I think I'm kind of in the same coat, though.
I'm in
a similar coat right now. Like, there's like a he's got a blue
coat.
And
he's got a window pane blue.
Yeah, and then I got it going on right now too.
I've never thought to like roll the sleeve outside the coat.
Yeah, no, that is or he's got French cuffs on that come out really far and
that's
fold
probably
back up.
What it is.
You know what I mean? He's looking
fancy
good
as fuck.
Gotta love the pink with that. It's just a bold choice. Looks good, you know? Man, just looks good with that gold.
Lion
is amazing. It looks like somebody should walk up and just like grab it and like knock on his door and be like, goong, goong, goong.
So crazy.
To give visas for people to go to heaven.
Visas to go to
because
heaven.
If you refuse Jesus, that's God's immigration policy.
Does Jim Baker even look credulous right now? Jim Baker is like, who booked this fucking guy? Who booked this fucking guy? Jim Baker's like,
do I even get a cut of his two DVD set? Like, what's going on?
It's like, he's going to hit that. Who's that? The bobblehead? Yeah. Like, Lori or whatever.
Lori?
I told you never to book these fucking crazy people.
Beating his poor wife on stage. Cheating on his poor wife on stage.
Jesus, and you die without knowing Jesus. You're not going to heaven. Which means heaven cannot be entered into just because you want to go there. So God's kingdom does have an immigration policy. So if God's kingdom has it, then how can we accuse President Trump or any company or any country for that matter that wants to control its immigration system if God controls his?
Oh my God, what the what now?
I have no idea, but look at the slop those people are
eating. Oh, let's see what they're eating.
I think they had to bring their own takeout.
Oh my gosh, they have their own foods. Look at that. This person here is like eating like she ordered like samosas or something.
Yeah, she's got like shitty Chinese food or something. Yeah.
There's like Indian on the table here. This person here brought their own A&W. Like someone has a cup.
Like that, like yeah. Why would you have seating? Why in the world would you have seating for a show that appears to be like restaurant style seating?
Yeah.
And then you don't provide any
food.
Didn't
give them any food.
It's just a really awkward way to have seating.
And if you look at the stage normally has this the buckets on the stage. There's normally like buckets on the stage. There's no buckets today.
That's true.
Yeah. Like
that's probably why they had to bring their own food.
It's like a wall of buckets. They didn't put it up there. So.
Well, I'm convinced.
All right.
Are you convinced?
That was good. That was good stuff.
Constitution.
You know what we should do? I have a thing that I want to do here.
Okay.
So recently I went to the market. There's a Asian market by me. And at the Asian market, they had this whole section of stuff I had never seen before. You know, because when you go to another country, there's all kinds of other foods.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so, Ian, put the camera on me because I got to show this to the camera too.
Wow.
So I have these cookies.
Okay.
And they're sweet melon cream cracker cookies. They're called K-Town Authentic Korean Food for Everyone. Not just for Koreans.
Well, that's encouraging.
They are also, Tom, a global favorite.
Well, I like them already because I live on the globe.
And they are creamy and fruits is what it says.
First of all.
Creamy and fruits.
I generally like melons.
Sweet melon cream cracker.
I'm just saying.
So I do too. I'm a huge fan of melons.
Big fan
I
of
like melons.
Melons.
I pay a premium. So so I don't want to open these yet though.
No?
What I'd like to do is I would like to spend a few minutes ranking the cookies that we get here in the States, the prepackaged cookies.
Okay.
So we'll spend a few minutes ranking 20 of those cookies.
Oh, you have a list?
I do.
Okay.
And I'll put it up on the screen here in a second.
I didn't think I was going to be able to come up with 20.
And then what I'll do is we will rank the Melanie cookie last.
Oh, against? Okay.
And we will decide where it goes on the list, but we will try it after we rank all the rest of them. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
So let me call this up. Ian, you're probably going to want to put the main screen up for this. I don't know. It's up to you, but the main screen might work for this. I don't know if you can see that there. It's probably going to be pretty hard to see.
Am I ranking these by order of like how much I would want to eat them?
Yeah, so I think we're going to have to rank these together since there's two of these. There's one of them for cognitive dissonance.
What if we strongly disagree?
So I think we're going to have to go into the middle of whatever that is. So if I think something is an S is above A, by the way. S is like superior. A is just like a regular A and then B, D, C. You know what A, B, C, D, F is.
Yeah.
But S is like the next level tier, okay? And so what I'm going to do is we'll go through, and if I say something's an S and you say something is an F, it's got to be a C or a B because we've got to rank it that way.
So, okay, so hold on.
Do you want to start at the bottom or do you want to start with just individual ones?
The bottom is easier for me. We're going, can I make one quick?
Yeah, one quick.
We're not going with milk. This is straight dry.
No, this is just a straight dry cookie.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want to start with animal crackers, Tom. For me, this is an F. I don't know where you stand with animal crackers.
Yeah, that's an F.
Animal crackers are the worst. Let's talk about animal crackers for a second. animal crackers are like genuinely the worst cracker. They taste mildly like, I don't know, like old all the time. They constantly taste like dust. And then there's like a weird sort of unidentifiable back of the throat flavor to them that you can never pinch your finger on.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're supposed to do with an animal cracker, but I don't assume it's eating.
It's not eating.
Like
it's
maybe fun to look at. Like
feeding
they're like
a bird.
Like, I got a lion. Or like you play with them when you're a kid.
Right, right.
But then you go to eat them, and you're like,
no.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Hard no. Hard
you
no.
You have to drink so much.
You got to do something else.
Yeah. All right.
So this next one is Archway iced oatmeal cookies. So,
I don't know that. Are they the really kind of hard, but then
hard,
also chewy?
No, they're not chewy. They're hard and they're
fuck a
iced.
Hard oatmeal cookie.
Hard oatmeal cookie.
That's a D.
I'm going to say that's a D too. I can choke one of those down, but it's not great.
I have a, the thing is, like, I have such a soft spot for oatmeal cookies in general. Yeah. I can't give it enough.
Yeah. All right, so...
Well, hold on. We're going worst, right?
Well, I just want to go in order. Let's just go in order. It's just easier. Yeah, because okay. That way the Melanie will be last.
All right.
Chips Ahoy.
That's a D.
That's a... For me, that's more like a B. I can eat a Chips Ahoy cookie.
Without milk, I have no interest in that cookie.
Yeah?
Like, a Chips Ahoy without... Well, I'd go C.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll go C.
I'll go C.
We'll go C with a Chips Ahoy. Yeah. Now, that's a straight-up Chips Ahoy.
Right.
Now, E.L. Fudge
Which one was E.L. Fudge?
So, E.L. Fudge is a cookie. It looks like an elf with chocolate cream in between the
those
two.
Those are foul. Those are foul. Those are so foul. Because that chocolate doesn't taste like chocolate
at all.
Chocolate
doesn't taste like chocolate.
It
tastes like sadness.
Oh,
it tastes like sadness.
That's an F.
That's
a hard F.
E.L. Fudge. Gone.
Fuck the E.L. Fudge.
Thin Mints. Girl Scout Thin Mints. Oh, so that's an A.
I love those.
Okay.
But I got to freeze them. But it's still on its own. But I love them frozen.
I will do an A on those. I think Thin Mints are pretty solid. I will do an A on that one. Fudge Stripes. So these are the ones that are fudge on the back, fudge stripe on the front. It's a yellow cookie. For me, that's like a B. It's not bad. The chocolate is okay. It's not great.
I'd give you a B.
Okay.
I'd give you a B. I would eat those if they're laying around.
These next ones I hate.
Pecan sandies
are the worst.
They're so sandy, they're but the I kind of like these.
They're the worst. It's like imagine you took pecans and mixed them with sawdust.
I kind of like these.
Okay, so how much do you kind of like them?
I don't like love pecan sandies, but I would eat pecan sandies.
Okay, so like a C?
I'd go C with pecan sandy.
I'll go see. I'll go see. Are you popping it in? I'll go see. Ian?
Yeah, pecan sandies are life.
What? Is that like a millennial thing? You're wrong. You're so wrong.
I kind of like pecan sandies.
All right, the next one is
F.
Soft Batch.
These taste like a poo. These are the worst. My dad likes these. These are the grossest cookies
tastes
in the
like
world.
A poo.
They're like the worst consistency.
Would you like a poo?
They're so bad. These are awful.
I'm with you. These are bad. There's a weird chemical taste to these.
That's the worst cookie
in the bunch. I can't get it. Lorna Doones are depression cookies. These are depression
cookies. These are the shortbreads.
These are depression cookies.
I genuinely like
you
shortbread
like Lorna
cookies.
Dunes, you like Lorna Doones. Lorna Doones are great with milk.
I like them with coffee.
Yeah, but this is a straight up cookie.
But I wouldn't dunk it. I'm not saying dunk it. Like, I like Lorna Doones. You don't like Lorna Doones? All right, so I'm A or S on Lorna Doones. I actually genuinely like this.
I will put them in the...
Can you go B or you gotta go C?
I'll go B on those.
I like Lorna Doones.
Matt's are an S.
That's an S.
That's an S. Matt's an S.
It's the best bag chocolate cookie.
If you're not familiar with Matt's chocolate cookie, it is the one that could, it's not going to fool you, right? It's not a home-baked cookie. There's no way, none of these are going to fucking fool you. But that one is the one that you could be like, you know what? I'll eat a half a bag of those cookies in like no time. And they don't need milk. They're delicious
solid.
As they are.
Here's the thing. The only thing they have is soft without that weird soft batch.
That's the thing is they don't have that weird taste. The only thing that you do is you'll get a film because it's not solid like all butter like you would on like a regular cookie. So you'll get a little bit of a film at the end. But Matt's total
S.
Total
S. It's a good cookie.
Nilla wafers are good in other stuff, but
they're not good on their own.
That's a D. I think that's a D. Nutter Butters are good. Nutter Butters is an A. I agree. Nutter Butters is a solid one.
Wait.
Double Stuff is an S for me. I love Double Stuff Oreos.
Do you like Double Stuff over regular Oreos?
Yes. By like a lot, too.
Really?
By like a whole lot.
See, I don't actually like Oreos if I can't dunk them. And I like regular Oreos.
But only regular.
I don't think I've ever even bought Double Stuffed Oreos.
Oh my God, they're so much better.
I don't think I've ever even bought them.
You can just have it. Okay.
I can't tell you.
Give you regular Oreos at an S then.
How's that? Okay, all right.
It's
a good cookie. Milano's an S.
Milano, you like Milano's.
I like Milano's.
Oh, you don't like these? The next one is I like way better. It's
the
Salsolito. It's the macadamia nut chocolate chip.
I don't know that I've had a
Salsolito. So it's a Pepperidge Farm macadamia chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
It's an excellent cookie.
You don't like Milano's? Can we go back to the Milano's? What about Alyssa Milano's?
Okay, that's fair. That's an S.
That's a freaky one. That's a freaky cookie.
That's a fucking S. All right, I'll give you an A on the Milano's.
All right, good. And you can have the sauce, because I don't know that I've had a sauce.
I'll give
them
an A.
But now I want an A. All right.
Snackwells.
Fuck those forever. Fuck those forever.
Snackwells is the worst.
That's not the worst. Who could eat that?
I don't know, but they're the worst cookie. I don't know why you would want those ever. The Snackwells are the worst.
No,
Sneckwells are the worst. It's a fucking F.
Dude,
if there's
it could
a
be
below
the fucking,
an F.
Yeah.
It when
could
you
be
were
the
saying,
road and I
you were
eat
saying soft batch, those are a poo. Like, those are literally a poo.
They taste so chemically.
Oh,
they
so
taste like,
bad.
They taste like shooting the
so
hair
bad.
Dryer in
it's
your
like,
mouth.
It's like the. It's like you ate a whole bag of Olean chips and you're gonna projectile vomit and diarrhea later on in the day. Snackwells, I forget what they're called, but they're the Snackwells chocolate turds, whatever. Yeah, they're the worst.
Disgusting.
Fig Newtons.
Fuck them forever.
I hate Fig Newtons.
Fuck those forever.
That's a bad
not
cookie.
A cookie.
It's a bad
that's
cookie.
That's not a cookie. And your parents it's think they're giving you something healthy. They're just giving you
it's
fucking
a bad cookie.
Prunes.
A bad cookie.
Fuck that.
Fig Newtons out. Samoa.
That's an S.
That's an S
it's
for an you?
S all day forever. It's my
gummy
favorite.
For me.
Cook.
I'll put it in an S, but I'm not crazy about it.
You don't
it.
Like them?
Not crazy. I'm not super crazy. I would rather
coconutty.
Yeah,
and
they're okay.
And
I'm not coconut
drizzly?
For me isn't.
Oh, I love coconut.
Okay. So yeah. This we're going to try now. We're going to find out where these go. Oh, and they're individually wrapped.
Oh, I like extra packaging.
They're individually wrapped. So Tom and I, Tom, take it out and we're going right.
to take it out.
Do
I need the cookie.
I'm going to take it out. It looks like it's a filled cookie. It is. There's two of them in here. I'm going to give it a whiff here.
It kind of looks like a Ritz cracker.
I don't know if I'm not crazy about that. I don't know about that. I don't like. Okay, are we ready?
It smells terrible.
It does smell really bad.
This is so bad.
Inside, look at how disgusting that is. Oh, I gotta wash my mouth out. God,
seriously,
disgusting.
I don't have anything.
Oh, you're not a bar.
I got one over here.
There's water.
No, I put one off stage.
Oh,
off camera.
Oh my god.
Thought I did. Oh, it's still in my mouth.
It's like floral. It's so bad. It's so bad.
I gotta drink my floater water.
Oh my god. No, do it. Do it.
I'm waiting for that $5 patron. I'm not doing that shit for free.
Where are those patrons at? Did we get any patrons yet?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, it doesn't stop. It just keeps happening.
Ugh. It's musk melon flavor. It tastes like perfume.
It does.
Sugar.
It's so bad.
And it's the driest cookie
it's so dry.
I've ever had in my
it's
life.
It's so dry. It tastes fall. It's got like a floral flavor. Like there's like a floral flavor that you get.
It's like a potpourri cookie.
It is. It's like
grandma's bathroom.
It's like Bed Bath and Beyond the cookie. That's what it is.
I would rather have bath salts.
I gotta throw it away because I don't even want to smell it anymore.
I gotta drink something with some flavor.
Oh, get some whiskey. There's a whiskey.
Jesus Christ, that's terrible. Ugh.
I really can't believe how I thought it was going to be pretty good.
Anybody in chat tried these?
Somebody said they liked them.
Type in there if somebody has tried these. Type them.
Fig Newtons are wasp flavored.
You know what I'm going to do though. Here's what I'm going to do for the cup winner. I'm going to put one in there, and for the other cup winner, I'm going to put one in there. And when we give away a shirt, I'm going to put one in each of those giveaway
you
shirts.
You want a drink that doesn't?
Yeah, I just need to do a shooter of it.
Do you want a glass?
I accidentally started a giveaway for those.
Good.
Cookies.
Oh, for the cookies. Well, that's okay. Well, there's four. There's plenty left. There's plenty left. I'm going to give away four, and then there's a whole box that we can give away. So
it does not pair well with this cookie.
Oh, Jesus, it doesn't?
No, everything's happening is bad right now. I don't like any of the way anything is happening.
I
don't even think I like this whiskey, to be honest.
Well, what kind of whiskey is it? This is Rimfire. Hey, now, that's late night. I shouldn't do this. If you're not liking it, I shouldn't do it.
I don't know if things taste better or just different.
That's not terrible. Yeah, you're forever changed by those cookies.
Somebody said, I've had those melon cookies. I fucking hate them.
They're so bad.
It's so bad.
They're so bad.
It's shocking how bad.
All right, we got to rank it now. So let me go back to that thing real quick.
Oh, my God.
And we got to put that at the end. That's an F.
Look how much we dislike.
So I'm gonna put this up here. So this is our final. This is our final. Ian, if you want to show this to everybody, here's our final rankings. We're gonna start from the bottom. That melon cookie, which is the worst, terrible. Animal crackers, EL fudge, soft batch, the shitty snack wells, and Fig Newtons, all F's, terrible cookies. If you like any of these cookies, uninstall. Then D is these iced oatmeals and the Nilla wafers. They're all eh.
Do you like any Archway? I kind of like their windmill cookies.
The windmill cookies are better than those.
Yeah. I kind of like windmill cookies.
Chips Ahoy and Pecan Sandies are a level C, although Ian and Tom might push this up to a B if we include Ian in the rankings. B is the Fudge Stripe and Lorna Doone. A's Thin Mints, Nutter Butters, Milano's and Sausalitos.
Oh, yeah.
And then S, Matt's Chocolate Chip, Oreos, Double Stuff Oreos, and Samoa's. And Matt's Chocolate Chip, in my opinion, is the one. If there was an S plus, that would be the S plus. That would be the one that wins the whole thing, hands down. Yeah, and maybe we did this wrong, Ian. I don't know if we're not only supposed to put one in the S, but
If you put more than one in the S, you got to do a lot of prep work first.
But our sponsor, AdamandEve.com, will allow you to help put more than one in the S if you want. So I don't know. Do I save this? Should I save this? Yeah, I'm gonna hit save. Oh, download the what now? Download title of tier list. What are we
happening
call it?
Right now?
I gotta figure something out. Entertain everybody, Tom.
Just
be entertained.
Just run the okay.
Cookie ranking.
So a lot of pressure right now. I wasn't anticipating. I'm not good under pressure. Just ask literally anyone. Let's do another giveaway.
All right.
Whatever has to happen. Just press the buttons on the computer machine.
And save.
We have to end this giveaway. Hold on. Let me pick a winner. And it was Lazy Chords wins the Bologna cookie.
Win? Is that the right word? Win?
Yeah. Do you want to use that word?
All right. Whoever won them. Send us an email, please.
Yeah.
I want to know, genuinely. Send us an email after you try these horrible fucking things.
So bad. We got to do an eggnog thing, though, when it comes time. We'll have to do the eggnog thing. So we'll have to do something with eggnog.
We got to do something different with the eggnog, though. Yeah. We've already established we don't like it.
Yeah, we've already established that we're not a fan.
Yeah, maybe there's some brands we should look.
Yeah.
So. All right.
Hold on a second here.
Somebody likes Fig Newtons. The eggnog or Malort? Malort 100 times over eggnog.
Yeah, I'd do a shot of Malort.
I would drink fucking Malort in my goddamn breakfast cereal before I would do eggnog.
We got a bunch of patrons here, but I'm not seeing it come through. One, two. We do have a $5 patron, Tom.
We do.
Yep. Good. So we got to make sure it comes through, but. And it came through like a while ago, so 512 came through, Ian. So it doesn't look like it's working.
Was that a re-up or was that a...
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't see anybody that says... It doesn't show on the event list.
Hey, if you're the $5 patron, type something. Leave the eggnog in the carton and sample a few rums. I like rum. That wouldn't be tough to do. Oh, God. Pumpkin pie eggnog. That is the most fucking basic. We'd have to wear fucking Ugg boots while we drank that.
That is some basic bullshit.
We should drink it out of an Ugg boot. You should have to drink all pumpkin flavored stuff out of Ugg boots.
Do you not like pumpkin stuff?
No, I like pumpkin stuff. I like pumpkin pie.
I like pumpkin spice stuff on occasion. I don't like the lattes that they make because they taste like how the candle smells. And I'm not crazy about that.
Yeah, I like the chai tea version of it.
Okay,
but
I've never had that. Yeah.
And it's its own thing. I mean, I don't get it that much, though. Like, I like my coffee to be kind of bitter.
Yeah.
Like, I drink coffee because it's mad at me, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's morning, I'm mad, it's mad back. Like, we're ready to fight. Like,
I drink all my coffee's black all the time, too. So,
pumpkin beers are very shitty. I actually like Pump King. Pump King is a decent, a great beer, but it's a decent beer. You want exactly one.
Yeah.
It's one of those beers where you're like, I had one.
Yeah. And you're good.
I'm good.
You're good
now. You know what I had the other day? Fruity Pebbles beer.
Really? That doesn't sound good.
It was a wheat beer, which I don't like.
Again, not great.
Brewed with Fruity Pebbles, which I don't like. And then the beer turned out to have a flavor that I didn't like. So I was a little surprised.
That's shit I don't like. What do you know? Yeah.
It was at the barber shop. So the barber had it.
Oh,
I was like, I'll try it. Sure. You know, and I had a drink of it. And I was like, cool.
cut my hair. Like, yeah, I don't need
Yeah, I don't need that.
Do that again.
So, Ian, do we? Is there something wrong with the thing? Because there's supposed to be a Gary the Unicorn thing. Did I shut it off on an accident, maybe?
No, it doesn't show that it's an alert. So either the API on Patreon is broken or... But, I mean, it doesn't show up in the list. So it might have been somebody who re-upped or...
There's like four upgraded. People on the thing. So there's like four patrons, so...
new?
Yeah, can you make...
We gotta make Gary Fart
can you
Glitter.
Make, you gotta make Gary Fart Glitter for each one. It, yeah, got a manly.
Oh, wait. Somebody said they had a banana bread beer. Not good. There are some very good banana bread beers. There's an Say Esther. God, there we go.
There we go. This one. Oh, it moved. That's the problem. On my family.
There's an Esther that some yeast produce, which has a banana bread flavor to it, and it can be like emphasized when you're making beer, and I think it's actually really good.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, because you do get a banana-y flavor on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So, yeah, that makes sense. So.
So that I think is all right. Somebody said bananas are gross. You're gross.
Yeah.
I like bananas.
Bananas are awesome.
What?
A banana would have been better than this fucking cookie, let me tell you that. Melon cookie. What is wrong with you?
This is the cookie of Korea? Like, this is like
I'll have to go back there and get another one. We'll have to try something else.
Yeah. I went to one of those Asian grocers once and got these tiny little octopus, tiny little guys, you know, mm-hmm. and... Then I realized I didn't know how to cook them.
Oh.
So then what I did is I really aggressively overcooked them. And so I had these like
little rubber bands.
Yeah. But remember when you were a kid and you had those like octopuses you could throw at the wall and they're like,
oh, yeah, yeah, nice.
It was
nice.
Exactly like that.
Oh.
So
were
like,
they
I was,
delicious then?
I threw it at the wall. I don't know.
All right. That's fair. All right.
Should we do another story?
Yeah. Let's do this one because you said you like the way this guy speaks. So it's
Mark
God. Taylor.
It's amazing. Mark Taylor, Patriots will murder high profile Democrats in the streets if Trump doesn't carry out mass arrests by January. So
he's on a timeline.
Here's the thing. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
There's a timeline now. Mark your fucking calendars, right?
Yeah. Mark.
Mark.
Yeah. Mark them.
All right. Tailor your calendar. For this event.
See what you did there. All right, this is Mark Taylor.
All right, here we go.
We have this timeline here where the mass arrests, they can't act too quickly because they have to have certain assets in place, like judges, you know, other countries have to be ready to go because this is going to be a global takedown. And so, and then you have another window
they have
over
to have,
here.
Wait a minute, they have to have judges in place? Aren't the and judges showing
countries?
Up to work Monday through yeah. Friday?
And do they have to have them in other countries do shit? Like,
well, I guess
it's a global takedown.
Well, like, are the judges in other countries, like, do they need to be specially appointed for this work? Like... We have judges that show up to work.
If Trump could appoint a judge somewhere in the rest of the world, he would. He would do it.
I order all judges to pull out of China hereby, officially.
You wherewithal ordered to.
Guy's a fucking moron.
What a fucking, just a total
what a maroon.
Schmuck. God.
Where it's like they wait too long. And so we're in between this period of too soon and too long before we make the mass arrest.
Okay, so we got to go the porridge, right?
You like, got to do hot. A Goldilocks level of the right time. So.
Because the thing is, like, if the judges aren't ready, then you're just going to be blowing them forever. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
It's just this constant, like, Jesus, Ruth, my jaw's starting to hurt.
Oh, look at Cecil just drinking his water like it's just...
Oh,
every
Ruth.
Every day.
Oh, Ruth.
Drink my water out of my fucking bottle.
You got to drink it out of your thing. We got a $5.
All right, here we go. $5.
Here we go. Floaties.
That's really gross.
That's disgusting. Quick. Chase
fucking,
it with a cookie.
Here's the thing.
Chase it with a cookie.
Fuck you.
Chase it with a cookie.
You better not turn off your Patreon.
Chase it with a cookie. Here we go.
It smells like cardboard.
It's all gone now. Now it's in there. It doesn't matter. Now it doesn't matter. Yeah, once you get the first spider, the rest of it's easy.
Oh, the eggs are hatching.
Yeah, the eggs are hatching. There you go.
And what's happening is what the Lord has shown me is that if they wait too long, which I don't think they will, but if they do, is that it could be another Mogadishu or another Benghazi where the Patriots will rise up and say enough's enough. They will take matters into their own hands. And they
wait,
will-
what now?
That didn't happen in Mogadishu or Benghazi. What? Well, is he suggesting... What is he suggesting?
I don't know. Because I was going to ask you. I was a little confused. And I was like, that's not how I understand those events. But I'm also looking at it from an American-centric perspective. Is he looking at it from a more world perspective? Like, is he calling the people that were in Benghazi patriots?
I think that must be, but I don't think the Mogadishu example
that doesn't make
fits the Benghazi example.
No, it's not the same thing.
Those happen different. like way different. Like I actually don't know they that did. There's any parallels.
They did. No, Hillary Clinton's responsible for both of them.
Okay, you got me there.
Drag their dead bodies through the streets. They will go to these politicians' houses or offices and drag them out, okay? Because, we want to pray against that. But I have to put that warning out there. I've been sitting on this for a year because we're coming to the...
Why would you sit on this if you
been trying to hatch it like an egg. just incubating it up his ass.
So, like, if the mass arrests don't happen by a certain time, there's, like, this critical mass of people who are, like,
they're gonna go,
tapping their fucking
They're
going to
go crazy. The Twitterverse QAnons are going to go nuts, and they're going to go on to drag people out of their house.
What timeline are they on? It's been years. Like what is the fucking magic? Yeah. Like, well, it's after Christmas.
Yeah,
we're waiting till after Christmas. Now the kids got their shit.
Yeah.
And like I got nothing else to do. I'm off work for a week. It's a good time to murder a politician.
Better be now.
Right.
You better do it. Tap, tap, tap. Right. Better do it. Yeah, that's stupid.
Here where they're going to have to act at some point because the people are not asking for justice. They're demanding it. So the government has to act. Now, if they need to buy more time because they don't have the assets in place quite yet, they need to make probably one or two high-level arrests, high-profile arrests, perp walk them on national television so that people will see that justice is going to be done. Where
one or two high-profile of these have to be done. That's a great way to hedge your bets. I mean, this is exactly how you do this. If you made a prophecy that has not come true, nor will it ever come true,
right.
You instead say, yeah, but even if a tiny, tiniest piece of it happens and some politician turns out crooked, I was right.
Yeah.
And that's an easy way to cover your bases.
This is also like the just the tip version,
right? Yeah.
He's just like, you know, like, I mean, I want the whole thing, but like,
but
we just got to ease it in slow, like kind of work your way around the edge there a little bit. Like,
and if you would like to ease it in slow, you can go to adamandeve.com, type in Gloria at checkout. You'll get 50% off almost any item, a bunch of free gifts, free shipping. All you have to do is type in Gloria at checkout and you'll get all that great stuff from our wonderful sponsor, adamandeve.com.
I think they've got to make the arrest before January if they're going to make them this year. Because
that's how years work. You can't do anything after January and still have it happen.
You're going to have to make them before September if you want them to happen in August.
I know, just, what the fuck? Okay. Buy a calendar, Mark. They start in January. Yeah. They end in December.
Yeah, yeah.
They all do that. That's their thing.
Well, not all of them. There's a few calendars on Earth that don't do that.
Okay, but then the year changes. Yeah. What?
One after January when campaign season starts, it's going to make it look like he's just arresting those that oppose him. So,
which he would never do, of course. Which he only said he would do on fucking stage when he was debating Hillary Clinton, right? He only said it out loud once.
If I remember, lock her up was kind of a thing.
I think there's shirts
right?
for that. The fuck out of here. Oh. Perp walking the pedos. We do sound weird at normal speed, fat boy Rob.
Yeah.
All right, let me see what else we got here.
All right.
Okay, that's a thing. There it is. Let's cover this one.
Somebody's got a huge spider. Nobody prophesized a huge fucking spider that has me trapped on the sofa.
Well, this is going to make sound, maybe. We'll see.
All right.
I got to pause it if it does. Oh, that's not
that
sounding
made
good.
A lot of
hey,
weird sound.
Ian, how's our sound? Do we sound crazy now?
Yes.
Okay, let me restart that then.
Oh, that's us too, huh?
Yeah, if it goes bad once, it goes bad for everything. How's that? Is that better?
No.
Uh-oh. I just restarted it again?
Oh, yeah. That's good enough.
Okay. All right, I don't want to play that. So,
all right, so this is from Fox. Chocolate Shop sells out of sweets after offering deal to anyone who burns Confederate flag.
I got to say how much I love this so much. You know what's crazy is when you get these Confederate people there that are supposedly like patriots, right?
Right.
And when you burn the traitor flag of the United States, they get crazy angry.
Probably, yeah,
they get so mad.
Because, like, what they want is, like, freedom to express their thoughts, but you don't right. get the same freedom to yeah. express your thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
My thoughts are better, yeah. and that's why they're mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Every idea that's not mine is a bad idea, says these idiots.
Yeah.
So, like, this guy got frustrated because I guess, like, numbskulls, like, were showing up on the street outside his shop, like, waving Confederate flags. And he called the police and was like, can we have them not do that? Because that sucks. And the police were like, I know. They got a First Amendment right to do that. Sure. And he's like, cool. Well, I got a First Amendment right to write this shit on my fucking little chalk sign.
Yeah. And so he writes, burn a rebel flag, get a free chocolate.
And which is great.
And he ran out of chocolates. They had to write another story afterwards where they're like, basically like, yeah, I ran out of chocolates because people were just coming by and like it's a bad trade because you got to pay how much for that dumbass flag. I would just print it out on the internet and bring like a dumb little copy of it. And
just like light a postcard yeah, of like, a rebel flag.
Here's a rebel flag. I burned this.
These chocolates are like $2.75 a chocolate.
What if you could just walk in and be like, yes, I burned a rebel flag. Right. I would like your chocolate, please.
I think, too, like people are just showing up just to support the guy.
Yeah,
right? Like,
right.
yeah, all
I would
right.
too,
like,
yeah.
You're not a fucking racist. Well, that's where I want to buy my candy
from. Well, it's like when Chick-fil-A hates gay people, and then they had the Chick-fil-A day or whatever when they all showed up on like a Saturday or whatever to go to Chick-fil-A because it can't be their Sunday because they're all home praying
closed
or whatever.
Yeah.
But they went there.
They're all at Hobby Lobby? They went to, that
no, that's
too.
Closed, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah.
But anyway, they went to like the Chick-fil-A day. Do you remember when Huckabee organized that shit?
Yeah, yeah. And everybody showed up and got a fucking mediocre chicken sandwich. And they
boring
were just like,
chicken sandwich. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yay.
Gay people are bad. This chicken sandwich.
We're all here to not suck dick, too. like, all right. Great.
Yeah, that's all that happened. Yeah, but the thing is
what's
again,
some meat in my mouth? I'm against sucking dick.
But the thing is like these people will do it all the time. They will boycott and do shit like this all the time on their side. They right. do it all the time.
Weren't there a million moms who were totally into that? But they were like a lot less than a million.
Fewer than a million. Right. Fewer, way fewer.
They're like 200 moms, maybe? Like, a couple dozen moms?
It's like a small PTA meeting with some moms. But yeah, like exactly. Like there's a whole group of people that will do this when it suits them. But right. the moment somebody else on the other side says, oh, well, let's do the same thing, oh, no, you can't. Oh, what the fuck? And if you go to this fucking website, we actually went to the Facebook page of this. Those people are constantly, they're all up on that thing. They're just like, oh, suck on this flag. And there's like a birthday cake that looks like a Confederate flag. And they're talking about like, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself. And I'm just like, ashamed of yourself? It's a traitor flag.
Right. It's a flag of sedition. Yeah,
it's a flag nobody should respect ever.
It's like, this is our America. You lost. Yeah. This isn't your America. It hasn't been your America for 200 years. What is amazing to me, too, about that whole mindset is like, those fucking clown shoe ass motherfuckers will say stupid shit, stupid, uninformed, ignorant, historically inaccurate shit like, slavery ended 200 years ago,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. So did the Confederacy.
Yeah.
Like, so first of all, like, that's stupid and uninformed and ignorant because, like, slavery's impact certainly lasted much, much longer, right? It's not like it was like, well, we're done with that. You guys are just the same as us. Kumbaya.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Still has not happened, right? So that's a stupid way to think. But if you were to follow that train of thought, if you were to follow their own train of thought, it's like, that was 200 years ago. Get over it. Well, so was the Confederacy.
Yeah, right.
That was 200 years
exactly.
ago. Get the fuck
get over,
over
it.
It.
Yeah.
You lost. Yeah. You had bad ideas, and you couldn't fight hard enough for them.
Yeah. Somebody had said that the Confederate flag is America's version of the participation trophy. That's true, man.
You lost, losers. Yeah. That's what it makes you when you lose.
Exactly. And there's plenty of states that have that as a basis or part basis of their flag. Like, it's partially their flag in certain parts of the country. It's like, it's hard to tell the difference between the two, or at least it's a large portion of their flag.
Well, they try to rebrand it as a kind of, like, Southern pride, but, like, what do you, like, what is going on, buddy? We joked about this right before.
It's a small cup, and so I thought it was in my mouth, and it wasn't actually in my mouth.
Really,
that happens to a lot of people I know around me, so...
Really, it's a compliment is what it is. So
it's because the cup was so pretty. Yeah.
Couldn't restrain yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a fucking Southern pride flag. It's a racism pride flag.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Like, why would you be proud of that part of your history?
Yeah.
Like if I had somebody in my family history who was like a serial killer, yeah. I wouldn't be like, well, I love my family crest so much.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of my family. I'd be like, no, I'm really embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm really ashamed.
I'm gonna hide this from everyone from now on.
Like, yeah. We should be ashamed of the things that are shameful.
Yeah. Be ashamed of the shit you did in the past that you don't that you just don't think you should have done, right?
Right.
Even in your own life, right?
Yeah.
You should be like, oh man, I fucked that up. I shouldn't have done that. I feel bad about it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a part of my life I wish didn't happen.
Yeah. Instead of just being like, oh man, no matter what it is, I gotta celebrate it because that's my life.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you don't.
That's how it made me.
Nope.
Well,
nope.
First of all, I'm looking at you. You're not that great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah. I don't celebrate this cookie. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, I ate one. I don't celebrate it.
Right.
Yeah.
Not every mistake makes us better.
Exactly.
Right.
Are we going to give away something else, Ian?
Yeah, we can run another one.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right. So you got to type in once he says it, right? You got to tell everybody it's live, right?
You should celebrate those cookies. They are good. You're fucking crazy.
Who said that?
Machine elves. They're
oh my
crazy.
Gosh, machine elves. You're going to get banned here in a second.
Battissimo.
Okay.
God damn.
Everybody's entering for this next one. This is a mug. This is mug number two with a Melanie cookie in it.
These people, do you think they've like copy pasted and they're just like waiting?
I hope so.
Like just, that's so
you guys
fast.
You guys should do that to Patreon. we can have them make a special
Twitch, YouTube or Mixer.
Okay. Right. Only on Twitch, YouTube or Mixer, guys.
All right.
Can't do it on Facebook or the Twitters or something.
Periscope, yeah.
Periscope. Same thing. Look, I will tell the people, official Ratman, to put it in their butt for you. I will tell those people to put the mug
in
their butt. So
somebody's still up on the banana thing. Bananas are not disgusting. You're fucking crazy.
Mega Jaeger, thank you for becoming a patron. Our thing is broken. But Tom did drink that.
I did drink it.
Tom did drink it.
And I drank the whole thing.
Tom drank the whole thing.
So I've got like 9 cancers now.
Yeah, and he drank the whole thing.
Here, just pretend that he says his name.
Say it. God, this is for blessing my family.
There you go. Thank you. It's not John. It's
Mega. Bananas are top 5 fruit. Yes, they are. Donut are better than Danish. You're fucking wrong.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Sucks.
That's right. Eagle, you're right. Eagle.
That is not
Sup,
true.
Sup, Eagle.
That's untrue.
Someone asked us a question. Actually, let's do a couple of those questions.
Do some AMAs?
We'll do some AMA questions because people asked us some AMA questions. Here's one, Tom. Do you like pie?
I love pie.
Yeah?
I fucking love pie. I didn't really like pie until like adulthood. I always thought like pie was like second fiddle to cake,
mm-hmm.
A good pie.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's a second fiddle to cake.
You think so?
Definitively. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. A good pie.
I will say a good pie doesn't stand a chance against a good apple slice here in Chicago. Apple slices, which is a sheet pan with the thing on the bottom, the pie crust on the bottom, with a thin layer of the pie filling with another sheet pan layer over the top with the frosting on the top. I don't know if you've ever had these.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the apple slices.
Yeah.
It's 1,000 times better than pie. 1,000 times. Any pie. It doesn't matter what
pie
it is. It doesn't matter what pie it is.
Whoa.
That's way better. Because pie is a sort of, there's a, you know, it's got the crust on the bottom and then the crust on the top, which is kind of interesting, but mostly it's just sort of soggy fruit that's sort of sweet and it's it's not great. But when you add that layer of more interesting bits of the wheat stuff and then frosting, it takes it to another level. It's way better. 1,000 times better than any pie.
I love key lime pie.
It's okay.
Key lime pie is my favorite dessert.
I normally hate the crust on key lime pie. If it's like a graham cracker crusts are essentially useless. I would throw that away. Throw that away.
Why?
Bite it on fire because it's boring.
Oh, I think it tastes good. It's sweet and crispy.
Yeah.
I like it.
No, it's terrible.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it a
lot.
Yeah,
I mean, I have a refined palate and you don't, but I understand where you come from. So
I love key lime pie. It's
okay.
Probably my favorite dessert.
It's okay.
Yeah, I love it. It's delicious. Mm. I like pie. Mm. Yeah, pie's good.
Pie's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay.
A good apple pie? I think it's a delicious delicious food.
I would take a soccer tort over pretty much anything, which is it's a cake, chocolate almond cake with apricot in the middle and then a chocolate glaze on top. I think that's probably the highest, toppest, best thing you can make in a dessert. I think it's the pinnacle of dessert. There's a few others. It's S-A-C-H-E-R, I think is how it's spelled. Someone said soccer, but it's S-A-C-H-E-R, I think. And it's from Vienna. It's an amazing. There's also, I'll think donuts way better than pie by a lot.
Donut better than pie?
Oh, way better, way better.
Than any pie?
Sure. Pick any pie. It doesn't
really
matter. Yeah, any pie. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. No, yeah. I don't feel that
way
at all.
Yeah, donuts are way better. So. Yeah, donuts are amazing. Donuts are.
I just don't like donuts very much. Yeah. Like they're just not because they're not good.
Okay, last moments to get in the giveaway.
All right, here we go.
All right. Now. Yeah, I like apple crisp. I think apple crisp is delicious. That's good. I like an apple crisp.
I'm not a fan of that either. I'm not great at that. Because again, it's like just, I don't know. There's like the cinnamon with the oats on top is. I don't know.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I think it's good.
Jenks Man's one.
Oh, Jenks Man's. Congratulations.
Yeah, key lime pie over any donut, 100%.
Nah,
like key lime,
there's hard
key lime
no.
pie is delicious.
Hard no on that.
It's sweet and it's sour. It's delicious.
It's okay. I'm not saying it's awful, but I'm just saying it's eh.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Bearded clam pie. That's a acquired taste depending on the human. So, all right, so here's another one. Eric asks, how often do you get recognized by Uber drivers, Starbucks, baristas, et cetera? Never.
Never.
Literally
happened.
Never.
Never,
it's never
happened.
Happened. Not a single
nope.
time. Not
nope.
a single
not
time
once.
Does that happen.
I've met one fan in the wild.
I've met some, but it's in a hobby that I do, and I don't know if they found me because of Facebook, because we happen to be Facebook friends, and they just started listening to the show. Or,
right.
So I don't know how that pollination happened, and so I can't tell. But I've never met anyone that's just like some random dude who's like, hey, I know who you are. Like, that's never, not once happened.
One random fan from Michigan at a dance competition that Haley was at was just like, hey, Tom. And I was like,
yeah,
what the heck? But it was cool. Still a cool moment.
Yeah,
it was still
I
a
bet.
Bucket list
I
item
bet.
For me.
I bet. If you could change one part of your experience in podcasting, what would it be and why? For example, is there a guest you now regret having on or certain jokes or topics you look back on that you wish you hadn't covered? I have one of those.
Okay.
The dude from Ardent Atheist was a total douchebag, and he was on our show, and we had him on a long time ago. He came on, that dude comes on, and he's fucking eating cereal when he comes on our show. Like, he comes on our show, and he's loudly eating cereal. And he's being a total dick and he's talking down to us the whole time. Like, because he had just won a podcasting award or whatever. Oh yeah, the Republican Atheist. Yeah, but that one didn't go live. I regretted it so much we never even played that one. So we didn't even put that Republican Atheist conservative Atheist.
No, it just went to patrons.
It just went to patrons. We never even played that. But yeah, that one we regretted as soon as we started doing it. We regretted it, and then we never played it. But that guy. He actually is on the feed somewhere. The Ardent Atheist is somewhere in there. And I hated that interview, and he was a douche. So I look back on that and say, I would go back and not have that guy on.
That's funny. Like, I had forgotten about that. Yeah. I had totally forgotten about
it. It was totally insulting. It was 100% insulting. He tried to insult us. He came on to try to be a dick. And when I met him in person, we were both trying to get the podcasting award at the new media thing. And I remember him sitting next to me and being a douche about it too there. And then he was just kind of a dick. So
he was.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because before you mentioned the Ardent guy, I was going to say that my experiences in podcasting have been almost uniformly very positive. So it's hard to regret something that's done so much good for my life and like that I've enjoyed so much.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have a whole lot
that
I've regretted, but I don't regret it because like I was offended. I regret it because somebody heard it. Like, he didn't deserve to be on the show.
Yeah.
Like, I've had guests that like, I've been like, a little lukewarm on
before, it wasn't a good interview.
Might not have been great for the audience.
We didn't do a good job or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but that was the only time where I'm like, I wish we didn't do that because I don't want to give that guy access to people.
Yeah, I didn't want to introduce him to anybody.
Right.
That liked us.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I was like, oh, you know what? And that's another reason why we never do the people who come on. There's people who suggest that they want to come on. They'll be like, hey, I want to come on your show, and we'll be like, no, because they'll want to debate us. And I'm like, I don't want to introduce my audience to you.
Yeah,
like,
that happened last week.
Yeah, if you want to go get found somewhere. But we are not a debate show, and I'm not going to have you on and chit-chat with you. So that's not going to happen. Yeah, Eli Bosnick, I regret too. Absolutely.
It's funny. I don't regret that interview.
Yeah, Eli Bosnick? No, I don't either. No.
No, it's funny.
It was actually, that was a great growing moment for us. It made us really, you know, think about what we were talking about. And there was a lot of pushback to that. So, yeah, I don't regret that either. Never had Aaron Ra on the show, so I don't know. Dillahunty, when we talked to him, he was fine.
He's a nice guy when we had him on the show.
So I don't know anything about... I don't know. And I know there's a problem with like something that happened on their channel, but I don't follow YouTube drama. So I don't know. I only vaguely know. So I only vaguely know what's going on with that. And I don't really care enough. And he's not anybody who I'd probably have on again, because we talked to him a couple times and he was a nice guy, but we've sort of run our conversation with Matt Dillahunty.
Right.
And, you know,
I didn't know that there was even controversy.
I thought there was something, I don't know, something a while back, something about somebody who was on their show. It's so... All this YouTube drama stuff, I just don't follow. So I just like I only get it sort of secondhand. And it's like, they had someone on their show that was, that some people didn't like, and he didn't apologize correctly, and they were mad at him. And I, like, again, I'm getting it from so many different sources, and I don't know enough about it. So please don't tell me what I'm doing wrong, because I don't know anything about it. So, but yeah, someone saying it's bigotry, it could very well be bigotry. But I don't, I don't know about it. So I just, I only vaguely have heard about it. So, absolutely. That's why we keep Eli around. There's no other use, to be honest, to allow us to be able to say some chew jokes once in a while.
I don't know enough.
Yeah,
about
I don't know. I don't know enough about it. It was transphobia or something, and that's great. But I don't know anything about it. So
I didn't watch it.
So something about yourselves. What's something about yourselves? Maybe quirky, hobby, fear, so on, that you think would surprise your greater audience. A quirky, something quirky, hobby or fear. I don't like flying. I guess that's. You know, that's something about me that I'm not a fan of flying. I don't like it. I'm totally rational about it. Like, I'm 100% rational. When I got on a plane, I'm 100% rational that I know for sure that, you know, plane is safer than getting in a car. I'm 100% rational about that. But I'm not, it just get anxiety no matter what when I'm in a plane. It just can't stop myself from getting a little bit of anxiety. It's just tough. So,
yeah, I was thinking about this. I'm trying to think, like, what the audience doesn't already know. You know, it's on our website. I don't like birds. I don't like birds. I genuinely don't like birds.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not as afraid of them as I used to be, but I fucking hate birds a whole lot. I think they're kind of terrible and they make me anxious. I don't have any hobbies I haven't talked about on the show except for maybe my blog. I write a blog to my boys.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a blog that I do, and I don't promote it too heavily. So that might be a little bit of a surprise, I guess. The only other hobbies, I used to brew beer, but I don't really brew beer anymore. So I don't have any other hobbies that This takes up a fair amount of my hobby time.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Guilty pleasure movies? Do you have any guilty pleasure movies?
Man, I saw this question. I feel terrible, but I'm the worst at rewatching movies. Like, I don't...
You don't watch a bunch of movies over and over and over
again? I don't watch movies over and over again. Like, I don't have, like, that movie that I watched a whole bunch when I was a kid. Like, I never did that. Like, I'm not... Like, I feel like... I've probably read more books twice than I've watched more movies twice.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't often like watching a movie more than once.
Yeah.
What about you?
I have a bunch. I wound up I watch Christmas Story every year. I don't think that's like a quirky, extremely embarrassing one though, or anything, or even a guilty pleasure one. I'll tell you, guilty pleasure, I like all the Riddick movies. Those are terrible. They're so bad. Pitch Black, all the rest of them.
I saw Pitch Black.
Pitch Black's not bad, but the rest of them, the other two, are so bad.
Are they really?
But I love them. They're fun to watch, but they're terrible. They're so bad. I mean, just genuinely terrible. So, let's see. Is there any others? Let's see. Tom and Cecil, do you know any of your relatives or extended family? Do any of your relatives or extended family, like cousins or distant cousins, know about the show? If they are religious, have they shunned you? And if they're not religious, have they been supportive? I don't really have a big family. So I don't normally, I don't like At least I technically do, but I don't talk to them. Right. So I don't have a big family that I reach out to. There's people that I'm like friendly with that like know the show, but I don't have any relatives that like know the show. And the people that I do have that are relatives that know about the show, they just think it's like a news show. They never listen. They don't know anything about it. And I don't want to explain it to them because I don't want to have that conversation. Like I normally don't. And every time I'm like at a place, there's a guy that I know who every time he's involved in, we're hanging out, he'll always say, "Oh, and Cecil's internet famous." And then he'll try to like get me to talk about the show. And I'm just like, don't do that
don't
to
do
me.
It.
Please don't do that to me. Like, it's like, that's like my nightmare. Like, that's my nightmare is when people do that. Like pretend that I'm like famous or something. I'm just like, no, I'm not. Like, I just talk to my buddy. Like, right. We just have a conversation that we record. What about you?
My family is small and we're not like that. Like, I tried, my dad, it's just my dad. So it's my dad and my brother. My brother and I are reasonably estranged. Like, my dad does not listen, has never listened, would never listen. Sure. I told him actually about Citation Needed. And I was like, yeah, we're doing a live show in New York or whatever. And he's like, I'm not going to listen. I'm like, well, I assume you're not going to New York.
Yeah. You're not going to show up, Dad. Like, what are you going to, we're not going to get you VIP tickets.
But I feel like I would buy, he's just, I think my dad is worried that if he doesn't like it, he won't lie to me about it.
Right.
So my dad's not the kind of guy who, if I did something, like he won't read my blog, he won't listen to the shows, he'll never engage in any of the creative things I've done in my life. Like, he would never read something I wrote. Like, if I was like, I wrote this poetry thing, I got published, he would never read it. And he wouldn't do that because if he doesn't like it, he would feel obligated to tell me. He would never lie to me. So if I was like, what'd you think? And he was like, it was shitty. He would have to tell me it was shitty.
Yeah.
So I actually think it's like a nice thing. He's kind of sparing my feelings from like, maybe I won't like it and I don't want to tell you. I really do. I think that's my dad.
He's sparing your feelings. I like that.
I think that's really my dad. That. But yeah, I don't have any other family that would connect to the show.
Yeah. I think there's something going on in chat. People are yelling at each other in chat for a long time.
I think people are upset. We just don't know anything about...
I don't know anything about it, and I don't...
Talk about something I literally know nothing at all about.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I'm sorry if that's...
If that's sad for you, I'm sorry, but I don't know.
I literally don't know anything about Matt Dillahunty's show. I have not watched...
I've never watched a single episode of Atheist Experience. Not a single episode.
I don't think I have in many, many years.
Yeah.
I'll
take it back. I might have watched clips, but I don't. I've never sat through a whole episode.
I've never watched it. I'm not connected to it.
It's not my thing.
I don't know.
It's just not my thing. I've also never really liked the debate stuff. That's what Smalley did for a while, was like that debate when they get a dude on and they like have the conversations. And I'm just like, I don't care what the other guy has to say. Like, I genuinely don't care. Like, I stop and I'm like, holy shit, who the fuck cares about that guy? That guy's going to say something and I'm going to be like, oh, cool. I don't agree with anything you said. And you think magic is real.
Yeah.
Why are we even talking to you? You think magic, like, you literally think magic is happening right now.
Yeah.
It's like,
I did get into the, I watched all the Hitchens debates for sure. And I watched a number of like the Dawkins debates and other debates. I enjoyed debate. For a little while, I thought it was kind of just interesting way.
Dawkins, the thing is again, when it's professionals doing it, I did listen to a few of them.
Yeah,
but David Smalley's not a professional at it. He's okay at it, but he's not great at it. Yeah. And so we listen to him. Do you remember he had Brian Fisher on? Do you remember this, Tom? He had Brian Fisher on his show.
Yeah,
and you and I were listening to it together. We listened to about 7 or 8 minutes of David Smalley talking to Brian Fisher. And he played right into Brian Fisher's hands 4 or 5 times.
Yep.
And we're just like pulling our hair out.
Yeah, it's maddening.
Like, how could you possibly say you knew he was going to jump on this? Like, and I'm not even good at it. Like, I don't even profess that I'm good at it. And I'm not an armature. Somehow he's able to say, like, you know, like he's talking. Somehow, first he got that guy on his show.
Right.
And then they're having a conversation. And I think Brian Fisher kind of talks circles around him. He's not perfect at it. And so, like, do you think that Brian Fisher would even come close to talking circles around any of those other big debate names like Hitchens or Harris or whoever.
No, it's ridiculous.
No, he wouldn't in a second. They would they would fucking eat his soul. Right. Brian Fisher would start to say stuff and then they would just be like, num, 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 and they would chew on his face. Like there would be nothing left of Brian Fisher.
Right.
But, you know, if you look at the people that are lower on that list, they're going to get eaten alive by that guy. And that's what happened. And so, that's why I never watched it. Like, so pros? Yeah, I'll watch a pro.
Yeah.
But if it's not a pro, what do I care?
You know? I was always curious about the other side. Like, I knew my side, and I was kind of curious what the other side had to say. But I just enjoy debate as a format. Like, I listen to the Intelligence Squared debates. I've listened to almost all of those debates. Okay. Even though I was
Those are different. Yeah, those. Yeah, I get it.
On a lot of those. Yeah, I just thought they were fun. Yeah.
So we're at six. We got one more giveaway?
Well, we didn't do any t-shirts.
All right, let's do two t-shirts in a row. Do two t-shirts in a row so we could start doing the wind down here. T-shirt cannon. That's what we're going to call it.
Oh, I wish we had a t-shirt cannon.
All right, new giveaway. He said it.
Exclamation point, enter. Exclamation point, enter.
Go for it. You get a t-shirt.
All right, guys.
And remember, it's not Facebook or the other one, so...
Periscope.
Hey, I condemn obvious bigotry, so, and we always have. And if you don't think we do, then you can just go somewhere else. Like, Tom and I have always condemned obvious bigotry, so.
Yikes. I'm just not plugged in to that piece of the community.
Yeah, and I'm not either. And if you don't think we condemn obvious bigotry and you don't think we stand up for people, then I don't know what to tell you.
No one gives these chuckle fucks any kind of cannon.
Yeah.
We were.
We have like a real cannon around us one time.
We did. Yeah. Some fucking Michigan militia guy built his own cannon and it was kind of amazing.
Yeah.
He showed up to my uncle's property drunk with a homemade cannon he machine shopped himself.
Yeah.
Strapped to a furniture dolly.
He fucking drilled out a fucking piece of metal that was like. Huge. We stuck a fucking potato in it. And we blew it out. You do not want to give us a cannon.
No.
You do not want to give us a fucking cannon. We blew that motherfucker up.
Okay, we can.
All right, let's do it.
And it is Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson, you get a shirt.
Congratulations, Josh.
Which shirt? The large or the extra large? Did we say which one we were giving away?
Josh, message really quick, because we have two. We have a large and an extra large. Right. Message really quick, Josh. Which one do you want, a large or an extra large? And then we're going to give the other one away and let people know that it's the other one. So, Josh, which one is it?
New Patreon goal to buy Tom and Cecil a cannon. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. We're not qualified.
Nobody's qualified.
We're barely qualified for something
else.
Are you
qualified for your concealed carry?
I don't think so.
I'm not.
Josh wants the large?
Yeah.
All right. So we have an extra large to give away. Let's give that extra large away, Ian.
Oh, that is the somebody put on the It's Dangerous Letters WordPress is the blog. Yeah.
Congrats, Josh. Well done. Now we have the last one once he says to do it. Now don't do it yet until he says, everybody.
Okay. Stand by.
Stand by. It's an extra large. Remember, it's an extra large. Here we go. Now it's live. Now it's live. Extra large. Go for
it. It's
going to
be a lot more. Entries for the extra large.
Yeah.
It's
what I wear.
Yeah,
so,
I got a fair amount of them myself, buddy.
I get it. Made a 200 PSI air cannon that disintegrates potatoes. Well, when we put the potato in there, we only put it in there for the sound.
Right.
Because we just needed something for the compression of the explosion.
Yep.
And blew that fucking thing up.
It was the loudest thing I've ever heard.
As soon as it went off, one of our friends fell to the ground. It was so loud, someone fell to the ground.
It was one of those things that just like shocks you to your core.
It like hit your chest. Like it was one of those things where it's like boof, and it's like when you're too close to the fucking the fireworks. When you're sitting too close and you can feel it in your chest.
That's
it felt like that, but
enough.
Even more.
Like a rifle sound of sound.
You know what gun does that to you too is a 30-06. Have you ever shot a 30-06?
I shot a 30-06 with your father-in-law.
That thing is unreal. It's like diving into water.
Yeah.
It's so powerful.
Yeah, it was
the 30-06. I was like I held it up and then I fired it, and I was just like, the explosion is so much. It felt like it was like just like water was washing over me.
It's
it was
a
that
lot.
Powerful.
It is yeah. a shocking thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It was like unreal.
Have you shot a 44 Magnum?
I have. Yeah, I shot it. I shot a 44 Magnum.
I think we had one in Michigan again.
And no, it might have been Vinny's, but Vinny had a 44 Magnum. I shot it, and I have big hands, and the handle only came down to about right here. And when I shot it, it felt like it was going to go out of my hand. And so I literally, he filled it up. I shot it once, and I was like, nope. And yes. I just handed it right back to him. I was like, nope. And that's a gun that's really loud, and you have to lean into and fire, and it's a big gun. Big gun.
Yeah, I had a squib load in a 44.
Did you really?
I did. I almost pulled it the second time, and it was lodged in the barrel, but it was exactly like what was described. It's like, cook, and it like, primer, and
oh,
it put
no.
the bullet in the
that
center.
Would have explodinated
it would have,
really badly.
It would have, like, I would have de-handed myself.
Yeah.
I'd have been had that cool claw.
Those squib loads in there? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that was scary.
That one guy who had that squib load in his shotgun and nearly blows his face off. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah. All right, are we done?
Yeah.
One more? Picking a winner. I've never shot a 50 cal.
No, uh-uh. Nope.
Avi Poggi.
Hey, Avi Poggi. I recognize that name, actually. All right, you get the extra large, buddy. We're going to send it out to you, and we're going to send two
right.
cookies to those people, and then the cookies go to one person. A cookie apiece and a shirt. And then a cookie apiece in a mug going out to you. No, all those cookies are going to that
they're
person.
All
they're all
somebody.
Going to that one person. So the rest of them go to that person.
Is it legal to mail this? This
I
is like a
know.
Weapon.
Yeah, it is a weapon. Let me see if I can close it up. Can we do something with this? I'm going to have to tape it. All right, there we go.
I'm going to feel less shame mailing these than when I fucking...
When you mailed the pocket
pussies?
Sat
in my car with a fucking car full of butt plugs.
Pocket pussies. All right. Well, we've done an hour and a half, guys. We want to thank you all for joining us. We gave away some stuff. We had some fun. In a couple weeks, everybody mark your calendars because we are going to be doing another one of these. It looks like it's going to be on the 8th, and it'll be a little earlier in the day.
Yep.
And we're going to be doing another live stream on the 8th. So you're going to want to show up, hang out. By then, Ian will have fixed the Patreon problem. Don't worry, people who became patrons today, we want to thank you very much for your patronage. We will thank you on the next show. We apologize that Gary didn't fart glitter for all of you, but we will hopefully be able to fix that issue. When I say hopefully, I would say Ian will definitely
fix
that
issue. Ian will
fix
the issue.
God, yeah. This is for blessings on
my is it on the...
It's not. I don't see it on there either. But that's from the live stream, though, so it won't come on there. It only comes on OBS. So anyway, everybody, thank you all for joining us today.
Right,
we had
guys.
A great time with you all, and we hope you guys come back next time, and we will see you, I don't know, a couple weeks for the live stream. And check us out on Thursdays. We're going to try to do a Thursday once in a while, too, so check us out then.
Thanks
so
much, guys.
Say goodbye, everybody. Bye, everybody. So long. Thanks for joining us. Don't eat these cookies.
These are
you do.
Literally
horrible.
These
cookies. These cookies are terrible. All right. Bye-bye. Bye. And we're still live. So bye, everybody. So long, everyone.